We all go through times in our lives where we feel inadequate, or we feel like we're less than, or we have this an air of self-doubt. That's what we dive into today, because it's really not that hard to, well, identify what it is and get rid of it. If we allow self-doubt to creep in and to become, to like have a stronghold in our heart, we're not able to be obedient, and we're not able to step into the God dream that God has called us to. We also can't step into our purpose, because our purpose is not, well, it doesn't lie in the comfort zone. So let's do this. Hey, and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. Do you ever feel like inadequate when it comes to doing something? Or do you ever like get this like tinge of self-doubt when you're trying to do something that you've never done before, or something that you have, maybe you've tried it before and it didn't go the way you planned, or maybe you just start thinking about something and then all those, you know, those fears creep in? Well, that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about, did not put on my notifications. I want to talk about that feeling, like what to do when we feel that self-doubt or that inadequacy, because feeling it every once in a while is fine. It's okay. It's normal. It's something that we understand, something that we do, something that keeps us safe. It keeps us, you know, it's our brain's natural response. But I wanted to talk about, like, because the problem is that the more we think about this, the more we lean into self-doubt and feeling inadequate, the stronger it gets. And then that's when it becomes a problem. That's when it starts paralyzing us. That's when it will stop us from actually moving forward, getting what we want, realizing a dream, pursuing a relationship, having, you know, with our family, our kids, our whatever. Like, self-doubt can come in so many forms. So today I wanted to talk about three things you can do right now to help you when you feel inadequate or that tinge of self-doubt. And I wanted to share a story of one of my clients because she came in. And the funny thing about self-doubt, the funny thing is when we start to break it down, or when we talk to someone who knows us, or we talk to like someone about it, it's so evident that it really is a unfounded fear. Like, it's rooted in something that it's of the enemy. Like, it's not, there's not truth that backs it. So my client, who I'll call her Sarah, because that's the first name that came to mind. But we've been working together for a while, and she just accepted this promotion at work. And she's like, she's about to start it. She's, you know, finished onboarding. And she's like, Tammy, she's like, I don't think I'm ready for this. I was like, you've been working towards this for a long time. Like, let's dive into it. And it came to the fact that she was feeling, she's like, well, I feel like I'm not ready for this promotion. And we dove in, and then I asked her more questions, because just a blanket, when I'm like, but you've been preparing for it. Are you ready? She's like, well, I know I'm ready. Okay, so let's dive in deeper. What aspect are you feeling that self-doubt? And so we peeled layers. And the first thing that you can do, and the first thing that we did together, was, what specifically are you doubting? when you get clear about what you are actually doubting, whether it's, you know, the, well, I'm doubting that people will, you know, will like what I have to say, or like if you're public speaking, that's one that a lot of people, that's one that I actually had to work through and I'm still working through. But it's like, oh, I'm afraid what others will think. I'm afraid. So I'm doubting that I can please everyone. Well, just know that there's no pleasing everyone. But for her, let's go back to Sarah here. And she's like, well, we started pulling apart and this position came with a team. She's stepping in. And for the first time, she is leading a team of three. So there'll be her and three people who are going to report to her directly. And she's never led a team before, or so she thought. So after you break everything down, like really get clear on what aspect are you doubting of yourself? Like what, because her big thing is like, I'm not ready for the position. I'm not ready for the job. But it's like, you've been preparing. So when we started asking questions, she's like, no, I am ready. Okay. And then we got to the team and we knew that was the direction. Okay. So then the question is, where have you done this in the past? What have you, that shows that you, where's the evidence in the, of the past that you're capable of this now? She's like, well, Tammy, I've never led a team before, so I don't have any evidence. Like, okay, let's think broader. What is a team? What's another name for a team? A group, okay? A family, okay? It's like, so you have a family. How long have you been a mom? And she's like, oh, I've been a mom for 21 years. So I was like, okay, was there ever a time that you needed to lead your family? And she's like, well, yeah, I led them all the time. I made sure, you know, character development, and I made sure that they had everything they needed. And so we broke it down and we showed her brain evidence that what she was doubting, she's actually already done. It may look different. Other areas that she said that she did is she led a Bible study when she was younger. She led a group in college. She had a team. She was on an intramural team and she was the captain of their intramural team. So she led people. Our brains will put this blanket. I don't know how to lead people. I don't know how to manage. I'm not a leader. But when we start to break down and like twist it a little bit, when we start like rewriting the definition, which for her, it was, who else were you responsible for? Who else did you care for? She was able to give me, she actually listed like 10 different areas that she was actually a leader in. And then when we started looking at that, I was like, okay, so there's evidence there that you can actually lead. Maybe you haven't done it in this capacity, but the third step is to ask yourself, okay, what is one thing that from the evidence that we've, you know, now we've got it clear on what we're actually afraid of. We have evidence that we have done it something similar before. And then the third is, you know, what is one thing you're capable that you know based on the past that you're capable of doing? And she's like, well, I am capable of, I guess I'm capable of taking care of them. Like I can help them with what they're, when they have needs, I can help them with that. And it's like, well, bam. What do leaders do? They help take care of their people. So now you may not know all of the things, but now it's like, okay, if you are sure, she's like, no, I'm 100% sure that if they have something going on, then I can help them with that. I was like, well, then you're a leader. You can do that. Your brain has already showed you that you've done that before. Is it a scary now? And she's like, well, no, not if we put it that way. But I was like, okay, we can do this with everything. We can break it down. When you're feeling this tinge of self-doubt, then it really is about what specific aspect, what thing are we really nervous about? What have we not shown our brain that we're capable of? What are we feeling that we are inadequate with? And a lot of times a lot of times this shows up in words like I'm feeling imposter syndrome. I'm feeling like I'm not worthy of this. And we can break it down using the same three steps. We can do the same thing, just like Sarah did. And we can break down like, what are you doubting about? Like specifically, what is the character? What is the thing in question? And keep going narrow until you have that, because just throwing out blanket, oh, I'm nervous about, you know, like going to the grocery store. What part of going to the grocery store? Well, driving on this one construction area. Okay, so driving through construction. You see, like now we can see that we are actually, the fears are a lot smaller than we give them credit for. When we want to overcome self-doubt, which, like I started this, it's normal to have that question. I would, if you never doubt yourself, if you never feel inadequate, I want to like challenge you to say, are you living out of your comfort zone? Are you growing, or are you staying right where you are? Because we're called, like everything stretches us. There's new things to do, new experiences that we can have. Our brains and we haven't experienced everything, but we can look and see what is similar. And so that's the second step, is after we identify and break down what we're nervous about, what fear is actually creeping in. And it's like, how else is this defined? What else can we say about it? If we pull it out a little bit and say, okay, leading a team, how has that looked in your life? Where have you been a leader before? Or whatever your situation is. And then it's like, okay, now that you have the evidence that you've done something similar, what can you do to prove to yourself right now? Because really it's action. Action is what gets us out of our fears. We can think about it. We can plan about it. We can look, we can read about it. We can go and look at what other people are doing. But until we take action, our brains cannot believe what they don't see. And so we have to show them, show our brain, and then we have to act to prove it to our brain. So by listing like one thing that you know based on the evidence that you can do, that self-doubt starts to unravel. With imposter syndrome, we can do the same thing. What is imposter syndrome? It's the feeling of inadequacy. It's feeling like you're not worthy. It's feeling like you're not ready. It's feeling there's so many things, and it shows up whether it's in procrastination or the self-doubt or so many ways, and that whatever imposter syndrome, however you define it. And if this is something that is resonating, I have a podcast that dropped today about imposter syndrome, the five root causes of imposter syndrome, or five root, like common root causes of imposter syndrome and what to do about it. But together with those understanding the why behind, when you bring things to life, they lose its power. They lose its hold on you. When you define it, now your brain can categorize it and you can see, okay, what can I do to overcome this? When we allow it to be this broad thing that we haven't defined, it allows us to be overwhelmed, to become paralyzed. It allows us to stay stuck and feel guilty because we're not moving forward. So if you are interested in knowing more about the root causes of imposter syndrome, go to my podcast, The Full Weight of Joy, and it's five ways to overcome imposter syndrome and what to do about it, like, and how to start achieving your goals. And then I just encourage you, start asking yourself these questions about what specifically am I doubting? It really can be that simple. When we overcomplicate things, when we make things bigger than they are, that's when they have a hold on us, because then it's too much for our brains to handle. But when you define things, now you can work with it. Now you can see how else can it show up. What other way? Just like with Sarah and her leadership, she was able to list multiple ways instantly of ways she led people. When we looked at it in a different way, your skills that you have, the things that you've been through, they're all leading to this moment. You are ready for this next step. You're ready for what's coming your way. You're ready to take it. Don't allow self-doubt and inadequacy to become your normal. Don't allow that to have a foothold in your heart and in your mind, because it will stop you from having the life of your dreams, from having that fulfillment and the impact and the joy that you are desperately searching for. And that is right there in your grasp. You are capable. You're worthy of all of this. That self-doubt does not belong there. And I guarantee that if you work through these three steps, you will see how that self-doubt doesn't actually, it doesn't have a place at all, that it's a lie, that it's meant to keep you stuck, it's to keep you numb, keep you overwhelmed, keep you anxious. And so you're not achieving what you're capable of. So friend, if you want to talk about this, if you want to figure out what is the root of your self-doubt and your inadequacies and your feeling stuck, overwhelmed, numb, whatever your brain is defining it as, like reach out and just put deeper in the comments here and let's talk about what your fear is. Because it's not as big as you believe. When I started breaking down and defining what I was actually scared of when it came to like public speaking or being visible or speaking my mind, I realized that I was already doing it in other ways. I was doing it in ways that seemed safe, but by using that safe ways as evidence, my brain's like, oh, well, I can do this too. This isn't as hard as I thought. So comment deeper. Don't stay stuck. Don't stay in this cycle of self-doubt and inadequacy because it's not going to get you what you want. It's not going to help you feel fulfilled. It's going to help you feel guilty and shameful. It's not going to help you have the relationships that you desire. It's going to have a wedge between you and your kids or your spouse or your friends because they're able to see something that you have blocked in yourself. Also, in your feeling inadequate and you're feeling less than, it builds a wedge and you just can't connect the way that you want to connect. So I encourage you to go through this exercise, but I also encourage you to reach out, stay deeper. Let's do this together. We can even do this in the 20-minute call. We can get to the root of your fear in that time. Like it may seem so big, but when we start to define it, we start to boil it down, we're able to get one action that changes everything for us. So with that, choose joy, friend, till joy chooses you. I cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. Bye for now.